99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Ben and Kelly, group therapy. We were all rallying around Jared. First of all, I should just, we have him on the phone. We should just say hey to him. Hey, Jared.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for calling us back on this. Okay, so to recap, Jared, you and a coworker went out over the weekend and you were nervous because you've been out of the game for a while. Haven't gotten to first base, I guess, kissed a girl in a while. And so you're kind of worried that if the date that you were going to go on this past weekend got to that point, that you'd ruin it by messing up the kiss. I got that right, okay? Right?
Okay. First of all, I want to thank everybody for the advice.
Yeah.
Really good advice and stuff. So, it's come time to the date. I am I'm so nervous. I'm in the shower thinking about, you know, what am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? You know, I'm overthinking is what I do.
Right.
So, I go pick her up. I bring her some flowers. We go to a restaurant. And as soon as we get into the restaurant, I realize I have the biggest sweat stains under my shirt.
Oh, no.
Like, it's just, they're huge. It's noticeable.
Right,
so
right.
Like, okay. So we get to our table, and they get us a nice little table. It's a little romantic. Dim lighting, which I thought would help.
Sure.
I'm like, okay, maybe she can't see it. So I excuse myself to the restroom.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, can I pat myself down with some paper towels?
Right.
But they had no paper towels. So now I'm using the air dryer trying to dry my armpit.
I'm just imagining you lifting up your arm, activating the hand dryer there. Okay, it sounds like so far this date's going wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's page 101 in dating handbook right uh-huh. there. You have to have sweat stains. So I go back to the table, and she can tell that I'm nervous, but, you know, she's so reassuring.
Yeah.
And the problem is she's a 10
yeah.
out of a 10. And don't get me wrong, I'm a 9 out of 20.
Like, okay.
It's just, I'm like, oh, you're way out of my league. And so it makes me nervous, and I do not stop sweating
uh-huh.
like, through the meal, through dessert. And there's a nice little park right outside of the restaurant.
Yeah.
So we take a walk, and it's really nice. There's swans. It's beautiful. And I could tell, here it comes.
Oh, this is it. This is it. Oh.
This is the moment.
It sounds great.
And I, you know when you do that little lean in and then they start to lean in, like you can feel it. And it was slow motion for me.
Electric. Like electric.
And I you ever have one of those violent sneezes that come on and you don't realize it's there and like okay. you can feel a sneeze? I didn't feel this sneeze.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You sneezed on her?
Right in her face, like all over her face.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't one of those where you could hold it in.
Yeah.
Like oh, my God.
What did she do?
Oh, she did not react well.
Oh, gosh.
She just froze, just uh-huh. kind of stared at me and was like, And I went, oh my God, I'm so sorry. So I grab a napkin, like I always carry a handkerchief, my mom always told me to carry a handkerchief.
Of course, gentlemen.
I wipe her face, and I'm like, oh my God, I am so sorry. And so I walked her to her car, and she really didn't say anything, and she left.
Oh.
I haven't talked to her. Okay. I'm really, part of me wants to leave like just some tissues on her desk, just, hey.
Oh, yeah, because that's right. You work with her.
Yes.
So you're going to see her today.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
So,
oh my God.
Okay. All right. Things will be fine. Sometimes first impressions, first dates, they don't go as well as maybe you had hoped, but I think you've got to, like, go in today with some tissues, like you said, and maybe, like, a note or something and leave it on her desk.
I think in a normal situation, I could probably recover from this. But, you know, there's not, like, a global pandemic going on where sneezing in somebody's face would be acceptable.
Oh, Jared, that didn't go as I thought. thank you for the update. Appreciate it. Can you let us know what happens after after you see her at work today? Because we're kind of invested now.
Sure, I can let you know.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Holy cow is right. Thanks, Jared.
Oh my gosh. I feel so awful for him. But listen, like you said, I feel like not all hope is lost, because this would be a hysterical story to one day tell their kids with, like, you know what? Dad sneezed on my face on our first date.
Yeah. In the middle of a global pandemic, you know? It was no big deal. No big deal.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That couldn't have gone worse.
Mortifying.
I got to be honest.
I mean, again, you can't control that.
No.
It was an accident.
Yeah.
But the fact she just left.
All right. So, who knows? Maybe
I've never been sneezed on before, but I feel like in the moment, I would have laughed it off, like hysterically laughed, realized,
it was out of his control.
It was not
right.
ideal, but yeah. It's really, I mean, it's funny when you think about it, but
maybe she took the weekend and digested it, but who knows? Maybe she's a germaphobe. I don't know.
She could be. And that would be really, really bad. Right. That may be a fatal mistake.
I don't know.
She is really upset about that.
Well, Jared, we're pulling for you, buddy, and just keep us in touch, okay?
Oh, gosh.
All right, it's not enough. And by the way, you can hear the entire saga, WDJX.com. Click listen.